Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I can fly with. Hey, we're back on the air. And here, I've found this a little clip here. The engineer was steering me towards this amazing. There's so many amazing Trump appearances. That's why I'm saying somebody. If somebody will put together an archive of these absolutely stunning moments of genius where the president has just skewered the left in a way that no man has in our lifetimes. And the media is frantically trying to keep this away from the eyes and ears of the American people. So that's why I say this archive is so important. If there's some way that Mr. and Mrs. America can hear these amazing statements by the president. Now, here's one of them coming up here. He's in front of Marine One backdrop there. Behind that is the Washington Monument. And you hear the jet turbines of the Marine One, so impairing the audio just a little bit. But listen to what he says here. They're on the South Lawn. Secret Service guys in the background, very stern-faced. What a job they must have. What a challenge to protect this president. If you can imagine the fury of the people who hate Donald Trump with a murderous passion. Imagine being the security team guarding this man. It must be something unprecedented. They're doing a dang good job. Here he is.
You know what it is, really? It's a crooked deal. This is like the fake dossier. This is like everything else. These are crooked people. They lost an election, and they lost it big. It was really a landslide from the Electoral College standpoint. And they lost it big, and they still haven't recovered, and they're going to lose again. And what they're trying to do is weaken me, but it's actually made me stronger. And interestingly, if you look at the polls that just came out, my polls are up. The fundraising is through the roof. It's never been this high. We just said fundraise because people are angry about it. And it's made Republicans and people that vote for me, not just Republicans, really angry.
And this is the good news, is that, remember early on and when the president was still in his primaries back in 2016, before the election, we dubbed Donald Trump, he wasn't president then, but Mr. Boomerang. Everything they throw at the president is boomeranging. And that has continued. Another thing we said way back then is that the left has lost its mojo. And that's still true. That was illustrated in Tuscaloosa when that 100,000+ crowd went wild for the president. All those people have been subjected to CNN and MSNBC. All of them are, you know, they're being punished with Joe Scarborough and Chris Cuomo. Lies, wall-to-wall lies, punctuated by an occasional moment of hearing a patriot like Lou Dobbs or Jesse Waters. But they probably don't, well, maybe they have more than we know. The American public is alert to what's going on. Those cheers in the Bryant Stadium indicate maybe They are. And the president's talking about that. He says, they're trying to hurt me, but it's not, it's backfiring. It's boomeranging.
We really become angry because it's a hoax. And I'll tell you, the whistleblower, I call him the fake whistleblower. He gave a fake report of my phone call. And when I did it, all of a sudden, when I released that call, all of a sudden, everybody disappeared. The whistleblower disappeared. Whatever happened to the second whistleblower? Why isn't the first whistleblower going to testify anymore? You know why? Because everything he wrote in that report almost was a lie. Because he made a phony phone call. My phone call was perfect. He made it sound bad. That's why I had to release. Now they, so the whistleblower is a disgrace to our country. A disgrace. And the whistleblower, because of that, should be revealed. And his lawyer, who said the worst thing possible 2 years ago, he should be sued. And maybe for treason. Maybe for treason. But he should be sued. His lawyer is a disgrace. A disgrace. And then ask him this. Where is the second whistleblower, right? Where is the witness that gave the whistleblower the information? They all disappeared. Because Adam Schiff is a corrupt politician. He's corrupt. He made up a speech and he put my voice in it. He made up a speech. Had nothing to do with what I said. Adam Schiff is a corrupt politician that's not giving us due process, not giving us lawyers. And despite all that, we're kicking their ass.
Oh, now let me just add this thought. As I listen to the president, it occurs to me. I say this to myself. Forget about Adam Schiff. Forget about the first whistleblower, the second whistleblower. Forget about Hillary Clinton. Forget about Jeffrey Epstein. Forget about James Comey. Instead, let's look at this, the bigger picture. What's really going on here? All of those individual actors, of course, they're all, of course, Adam Schiff is a corrupt politician. But there's something else going on. And the engineer was telling me that the president had made a comment about this, that he is the guy, President Trump stated here, I was looking for the quote, that he's the guy that has upended, that has exposed the deep state. And here's what I'm proposing to you. Forgetting about all the individuals who are appendages of the deep state, what President Trump has brought to us is the deep state. In other words, what is it that connects all these people? Why is it that all at the same time, functioning like a school of fish, perfectly coordinated, the mass media is covering up the Jeffrey Epstein murder? They're all like a pack of hyenas, barking and biting at Donald Trump. They're all supporting Adam Schiff. They all support Michael Avenatti. Remember his moment? Those Avenatti, these individuals come and go. But what doesn't come and go is the nexus, the corrupt connection, the deep state, this ugly, ugly thing, this evil thing. Something wicked this way comes, as the Ray Bradbury used as a title for one of his books. Something wicked this way comes. There's some horrible, ugly monster connecting all the Michael Avenattis and the Jeffrey Epsteins and the Hillary Clintons and the Bill Clintons. And that's what Donald Trump, you know, his great achievements, you know, getting elected, that's huge. I say even huger, creating the movement, the Patriot movement. And among his great, great achievements, this one, he has exposed to view the deep state. And this latest story, this Amy Robach, notice she's covering her tracks as fast as she can, trying to save her job. Maybe, you know, I mean, if it gets bad enough, a person like that saving their lives. Epstein had to die. He knew too much. But they're all functioning in unison. So that's absolutely beautiful. Now let's go over here to our let me keep an eye on my call board here. The engineer's got some good comments here. The mainstream media, folks, is being exposed. Bing, bang, bong, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. They're being exposed by story after story. And what can they say? What can they say? They're going after anybody that would unearth this Epstein material that they have in their vaults. They have this film. ABC has this film. They had Clinton dead to rights. They had a woman, I don't know if you heard it, but Amy Robach said, we had one of Epstein's victims who had been hiding for 12 years. 12 years! And we persuaded her, she said, to come out and go on camera, exposing this Epstein, Clinton, deep state operation. And this is back, this is 3 years ago. This is 2016. Hillary's running for president. The heads of ABC kill this story. Wow. Somebody's got some splaining to do. That's the biggest story in the world at that point. So what's in operation here? Imagine what life is like for people that are inside that deep state. Imagine what does it take to qualify you to be one of those inside the deep state, truly evil people. Imagine what their communications amongst themselves are like. Their hand signals, how do they communicate with each other? You know, this story's got to be killed because the word has gone out. This story has to be killed. And that's why Waters is saying, damn, I'm not going to kill this story. So there's been a little breakout of a pocket of patriots within Fox, which is otherwise a rotten place. When one reflects only on the Murdoch family ownership, somehow, who was it? Where did this little nucleus of patriots originate within Fox? And they must have helped each other out. Tucker Carlson must have helped Laura Ingraham get a show, or, you know, I don't know who was first, who got in first. And then they must have helped Jeanine Pirro get a show. And then they must have worked together to help to get Mark Levin a show. And then Hannity was in there. And they're a little beleaguered. They must be really powerful in Fox because they're the biggest and the most popular shows. So obviously, ipso facto, they're powerful. No, they're not necessarily. They're very popular because we, the people, the patriot, we love them. We tune in their shows. We stay up. We wait for their shows. If I miss one of those shows, I stay up in the middle of the night and catch it on rerun. Or I'll watch it on YouTube. We love their shows. So we've made their shows the most popular, most watched shows in all of television. But are they in control of Fox? I don't think they are. I think they're not. So we have to be ready. Since they're not in control of what they're doing, and I'm sure they're ready for this too, a bailout position where they form an actual real patriot-owned, patriot-run, wall-to-wall, fearless patriot network. I think that's in the offing. I think that's coming. But we'll all stay tuned. You know, as long as I can hear Waters and Carlson and Ingraham and Dobbs and Levin and Hannity, as long as they're still, we can still hear them. That's something. Let's go to the president just for a moment here. Let's break off this and go back to the president, see what's going on with his recent. Let's go to his most recent tweets. He says, today, 3 hours ago, he says, the corrupt politician Adam Schiff wants people from the White House to testify in his and Pelosi's disgraceful witch hunt. Yet he will not allow a White House lawyer, nor will he allow any of our requested witnesses. Now, you've seen that witness list. Devin Nunes has said, okay, we're going to subpoena. We want to subpoena some people. And Adam Schiff has said, no, we want to subpoena the whistleblower. We want to subpoena you, Adam Schiff. We want to subpoena key people that you are refusing to put in front of a microphone. We want to subpoena Hunter Biden. He will not allow any of our requested witnesses. This is a first in due process and congressional history. Indeed, it is, folks. This is a new low mark in American history. Then his next tweet, he says, he quotes Lindsey Graham. This is a quote from Lindsey Graham. There's nothing there. I'm trying to let the House know that they're dividing America for no good reason. We've got a lot of things we should be doing, like lowering drug costs and getting a trade deal with Mexico and Canada, unquote, Lindsey Graham. Well, that's a very, that's a worthy comment. However, it's very naive because Lindsey Graham has as a sort of a hidden premise to that statement that America, that there's some kumbaya coming together of America that's just on the horizon, that a few people like Pelosi and Schiff are prepared. No, wrong, Lindsey. No, this is war. This is war between large factions that do not want to get together and give each other a bear hug. No, this is the war. Then the next tweet from the president. So he quotes Lindsey Graham. That's okay. That's good. Then the president says, the call to the Ukrainian president was perfect, in all caps. Read the transcript. And I love this. It is rallies now. His staff has printed out T-shirts with red letters saying, read the transcript, or bold letters, read the transcript on a white T-shirt. I love it. There was nothing said that was in any way wrong. Republicans, don't be led into the fool's trap of saying it was not perfect, but is not impeachable. Now listen to that, folks. You're going to hear that all over your TV today. Some mealy-mouthed Republicans who will say that what the president said was objectionable in some way, but it's not impeachable. The president calls them out on this. Wrong-o, wrong-o. He says, don't be led. There was nothing said that was in any way wrong. That is absolutely correct. Republicans, don't be led into the fool's trap of saying it was not perfect, but it's not impeachable. No, it is much stronger than that. Nothing was done wrong! Exclamation mark, and that's in all caps. Hear, hear. The president nails it on that. Let me just update this. That is the most recent tweet that we have, that one right there. So this next week is going to be quite a memorable week. And we'll see how much the American public, patriot public, can perceive the nastiness, the evil of these demon rats. This is the great dividing. This is not America about to unify. This is America taking sides, finally. We'll be right back.
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's
wrong. We're back,
wrong.
Folks.
Young people speaking.
Yeah, this is the Trump Phenomenon Show here of November 10th, 2019. I'm James Kelso. The show is live during our 2-hour broadcast every Sunday. Welcome to the folks from TalkStream Live. And, you know, I ought to take a peek at that. TalkStream Live is, boy, what a neat. Organization TalkStream Live is. I didn't even, here we are. We're on the front page. We're number 15 on TalkStream Live. You just type it into your computer, wherever you are right now. Just type in TalkStream Live, spelled the way it sounds, .com. And you'll see right now, number one, and this is huge, huge. These are the big shows. And they're being streamed right now, and TalkStream keeps a live track. And by all, thank you to all of you people out there listening because your listening is creating that position right there of this show at number 15, right behind Larry Elder. But here are the 14 shows ahead of us, and I'll just do the ones. Here they are, starting with number one, InfoWars, number one. Rush Limbaugh, two. Fox News Radio, three. KGRA. I don't know who that is or what that is, but that's who are they? They're number four. Then Michael Savage. Then Mark Levin. Boy, this is good company to be in. Something called Dark Matter Digital, The Fringe FM, then Red State Talk, then Truth Frequency Radio, then Dennis Prager. I've been on his show many years ago. The Blaze, then Sebastian Gorka, then Larry Elder, and then here we are, number 15. How do you like them apples? Isn't that beautiful, folks? And then that place is, that's page one. See, that's where you want to be, ideally, because that's where thousands and thousands of people come to page one. They pick a show out of those 15 and go, I want to listen to Michael Savage. Well, what's this? I'll listen to Kelso. But ahead on the second 15, behind us, can you believe this? Sean Hannity, Howie Carr, Alex Jones, Mike Gallagher, Kim Komando, Hugh Hewitt, Michael Medved, Clark Howard, Raleigh James, they're all behind us. Jim Bohannon, he's like down around 30. I'd be happy to be at 30. Sometimes we are. But look at that. Look at that, people. Dave Ramsey is down there like number 40 or 50. Gee whiz. Look at this. These are Lars Larson. These are all famous names all the way down the top 100. Anyway, thank you very much. Let's go over here to Breitbart and see what's... Get this. Get these headlines on Breitbart right now. New York Times says, mass immigration, tidal wave, their word, gave the recent Virginia election to the Democrats. Another headline, that the U.S. is set to import more than 15 million foreign-born voters in the next two decades. Okay, that's if Donald Trump can't stop them. Here's another study. This is a John Binder story at Breitbart. And there's an example there of one individual making a huge difference and getting support from patriots like you, Andrew Breitbart, who had a heart attack or a stroke and died in West LA there. But he got his dream launched, which was Breitbart. And boy, is it making a difference. So one of the writers there, John Binder, has a story. A study shows that House Democrats have a 90% chance of winning in congressional districts where foreign-born population is over 4%. Wow. Wow. Let's go to that story. Let me just take a look at that. Open that up. Okay, here it is, folks. A tidal wave of mass immigrants has, this is quoting the New York Times, tilted the field toward the Democrats in the state of Virginia. The New York Times admits. Last week, Democrats took control of Virginia's House of Delegates and the state Senate. They have control over both of these for the first time since 1993. The New York Times now admits, this is in this article by John Binder, that 4 to 5 decades of mass immigration, where about 1.2 million legal immigrants are admitted to the United States every year, has shifted Virginia into a blue state. Now let that sink in, folks. This is without even talking about the illegals. And this is proving the point, one of the points of the show, which is that demography is destiny. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Thanks for tuning us in here, especially you folks out there at TalkStream Live during the break. I just noticed that Sean Hannity just passed us. He went to number 15. He went to the front page, and we went to the top of the second page at number 16. That's all right. I don't mind being passed by Sean Hannity any day of the week. It's fine with me. that's good company. I'm quite happy in there with patriots like that. We're going back to these Breitbart stories here. This is a New York Times story that Breitbart's covering extensively that talks about the fact that the demography is destiny. They don't say that. We say that. But they are demonstrating it with this article showing how mass immigration is tilting the playing field against us patriots, that the immigrants voted 2-1 for Hillary Clinton. Trump, among native-born Americans, including people who are the children of that immigration invasion of recent years, Trump won clearly. And when you talk about actual old Americans who go back, you know, a number of generations, Trump won big, huge. But the Democrats know this. If they can open up the borders and get people from anywhere, it doesn't matter. India, China, Mexico, anywhere in the world, any non-European place, they will predominate. And if they can get a congressional district to 14% foreign-born or more, statistically, their chance of winning that district is 90% or better. Well, 90%. I think that's the study shows it's 90%. So you just got a 1 in 10 shot, if you're a Republican, of winning in a district where 14% of the people are foreign-born. Well, such districts are becoming very, very, very common. So this is the scariest prospect of all, folks. Of all the things we talk about, the thing that causes me to have my greatest anxiety for the future of our descendants is the demographic question, which is, who's going to live here? Is it going to be us, or is it going to be some other peoples who will control our lands? That is the big, 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 big question. And Donald Trump is the only one who has addressed it squarely as a president, and he is doing that. And of course, the demon rat deep state, they are going wild trying to stop every immigration control measure that Donald Trump may initiate. Take it into court, fight it in Congress, fight it administratively, fight it within the deep state. Unfortunately, one area of the deep state where they didn't reach, the deep state doesn't appear to have gotten much of a hold within the agency called ICE or in the agency of the Border Patrol. For whatever reason, the people in the Border Patrol and in ICE are patriotic people, and they want our border controlled. And remarkably, in both of those organizations, a very large number of the these patriotic employees are Hispanic. They want our border controlled, and they support Donald Trump overwhelmingly. If you'll recall, completely unprecedented thing, in the primaries, Republican primaries, and then in the general election, the Border Patrol union organizations and employee organizations openly endorsed Donald Trump. That was amazing. Normally, groups like that stay out of the politics. Police have also endorsed Donald Trump in the same way. Normally, police stay out of the politics, but they support Donald Trump so overwhelmingly. They love Donald Trump. Let's go back to Breitbart and see what else is on their mind here at the top. Pencil neck ship rejects Hunter Biden testimony. And the Kevin McCarthy says the ship blocking, I like this term, the hoax blower. Not the whistleblower, the hoax blower. This is a neologism that I like. Hoax blower testimony is a calculated coup. Let me look at that article. Who came up with that term? I like that. Hoax blower. Will that catch on? Pam Key is the writer. Maybe she came up with it. On this week's broadcast of Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, is that Bart Romo's show, Sunday Morning Futures? Boy, that's Maria Bartiromo. She is another patriot that's buried within Fox, called the impeachment inquiry a calculated coup. Accused Adam Schiff of orchestrating it. Kevin McCarthy said, it is clear now more than ever, this is a calculated coup and it is being orchestrated by Adam Schiff. This is important, folks, for the Republicans to prevent any, I would call it the John McCain phenomenon, as contrasted with the Donald Trump phenomenon, to prevent any John McCain phenomenon breaking out. Now, thank goodness John McCain has moved on to wherever the hell he went. And now we have standing in for him, we have Mitt Mittens Romney. And I love what Donald Trump said. When did he, where did he say this? Was it at Tupelo or was it at, where was it? Monroe, Louisiana. He said, you know, the Democrats stick together. Another way of saying that is they hunt in a pack. The Republicans break off and they don't stay together. And he said the Democrats don't have a Mitt Romney problem. I love it. Oh my gosh. Kevin McCarthy said, but here's the important thing that the president is succeeding in doing. Notice in the recent vote condemn what Schiff was doing, Donald Trump got every single Republican in the House voted with him. Mitt Romney wasn't able to vote that one. So he didn't get a chance to put in his no vote. But Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, he's among these. Donald Trump has won over the Republican Party. This is one of his huge, huge accomplishments. He had to rescue the Republican Party, refashion it, become its leader, and attract at least some of its existing leaders over to his point of view. Kevin McCarthy appears to have made that transition. He added, we are watching him, Schiff, orchestrate a takedown of a president after we just celebrated 30 years of taking down the Berlin Wall. That's a good one. So Kevin McCarthy is doing the right thing. Find another one here on Breitbart. Oh, this is a story. I've been meaning to mention this to our audience. Keep forgetting. Let me ask you a question. Here's our quiz question for today's show. How many Chinese nationals are students in American universities? I'll let you think about that for a moment. The answer is over 250,000. Can you believe that? And what do you think they're doing there? What departments do you think? Do you think they're in the poetry department? Do you think they're in the basket weaving department? Do you think they're in the social work department? No. They're in the engineering schools, aviation schools, aeronautics, chemistry, physics, mathematics. And what they're doing is they are, this is, thank you, George Bush, Senior and Junior. Thank you, Bill Clinton. Thank you, Barack Hussein Obama, wherever you were born, whoever your father may be. They're the ones who did this. American universities used to be for Americans. And we used to trade our children to be our engineers and our scientists and our doctors and researchers. So how did this happen that we're trading Chinese in the highest arts we have, the highest sciences, the greatest skills, the most secret of our secrets, the crown jewels of American civilization, being handed to Chinese students who can only get here with the blessing of the red Chinese communist dictatorship police state government, which is totally organized from top to bottom in a long-range, multi-generational plan articulated. It's codified to displace America as the greatest power in the world. How does this happen? And I just noticed this because on Breitbart right now are some stories of Chinese being smuggled into the United States. But the interesting thing to think about with Chinese folks, there'd be a difference between Chinese invaders and, let's say, Mexican invaders. The Chinese invaders are sponsored by the Chinese government. They don't just on their own get over here and on their own. No, this is not a freestyle activity. The Chinese government is inserting them into our universities. The families of these university students, of course, are still back in Shanghai and Beijing. And guess what? Guess what kind of control that gives the Chinese government over these students, so-called students, who may not need any controlling anyway. They may be eager partisans recruited just for that quality of the Chinese quest to dominate the world. The Mexican government, well, there's a parallel, I guess. The Mexicans, of course, who's sponsoring the Mexicans into this country? The cartels! And that's another news story that finally has caught the attention of the American people. The brutal murder of babies in the Sonoran Desert, in the Sonoran countryside, by Mexican cartels, actually assassinating babies, burning them alive in their strapped into their car seats. And the Mexican government, Donald Trump, has the correct red-blooded American response: is we're going to get these cartels, damn it. And the puke, who is the president of Mexico, says bullets don't work and war doesn't work. That's what he said. He said we need hugs. What a puke. And by the way, kind of revealing that maybe this the Mexican government is completely controlled by the cartels. But an example of that was that the cartels themselves, the cartel family, whose son was released by the Mexican president on orders of the Mexican president. They had him captured, and they released him. The cartel released a statement saying that the president of Mexico had done the manly thing. They're actually praising him in a sort of macho way. He did the manly thing by releasing one of our kingpins rather than fight it out. Mexico is a complete cartel, is controlled by people that murder babies. And those American Mormons whose babies were murdered, apparently a number of them are giving up on Mexico and have caravaned back into the United States. They've been in Mexico for a long time. And we're going to open up our border to this completely uncivilized place. Not if Donald Trump has a say. Let's go take a look at what Donald Trump's up to right now. Hope he's got a tweet out here for us. No, there's not a no. I don't see a new one. We were up to date with Donald Trump's tweets. You know, we haven't covered the rest of the world much at all. Well, I guess we touched upon China and Mexico there. We haven't talked about the Patriot scene in Europe for some time. Let's just take a peek. Let's just see if there's some good news. It's pretty discouraging what we're hearing about Brexit. Highly endorsed by Donald Trump. Donald Trump's done everything he can to clue the British people into the fact that, you know, don't bail out of your Brexit. Get the hell out of the European Union. I'll set up a trade deal for you that's the best possible Britain will prosper if you can get the hell out of the European Union. But it's not looking really good. Here's one. One of the patriots in Europe, Matteo Salvini, was attacked on the streets. Now we're getting into leftist anarchy and murder. A far-left extremist attempted to physically assault Italian populist leader Matteo Salvini. He's their Donald Trump. On the streets of Naples. As a far-left organization has warned Salvini not to come to a town in Romagna. The attack was caught on film. Wow. We'll check into that with our last segment right after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life.
Was the best of the free life behind us now? Let's hope not. Let's end our show here with maybe a moment of hope here, a little glimmer of light. This time we'll go over to Europe. That Matteo Salvini, that attack, violent left-winger, attempted to assaulted Matteo Salvini, but his bodyguards grabbed the guy before he could get to Salvini, so he wasn't hurt. Let's go to a story. That's good news. Let's go to a story in Spain. The Spanish populist party, Vox, so these would be the Trumpistas in Spain, have promised to build an impassable wall around Spain's North African exclaves. That is, Spain has some little postage stamp real estate in North Africa, right there across the Strait of Gibraltar, to stop illegal immigration as the party, Vox, surges ahead of Sunday's election. So that's today. The party has presented a list of 100 proposals ahead of the Spanish national election today, including stricter border controls and increase in deportations of illegals, El Confidencial reports. Among the stricter anti-mass migration proposals, that of building an impassable wall. Do you hear the call? Build the wall around the Spanish cities of Melilla and Ceuta on the North African coast, which have been stormed repeatedly by African illegal migrants for years, scaling the existing fences and barriers, with hundreds scaling these fences at a time. The party added they will also give police and armed forces additional support in terms of financial and material resources to keep the Spanish border secure and demand full control and respect from Morocco to the Spanish sovereignty of these two autonomous cities. By the way, if they can't fix that problem, they'd be better off just cutting the cord and letting them go to hell and just bailing out of those cities. Just an unsolicited opinion there from me. There you go. So there's a Trump movement in Spain. The Spanish populists are facing another election gain on Sunday, according to polling, that puts them in third place. They could win as many as 50 seats. Well, that's good. And we'll have to increase our coverage too, of Trump successes in Europe, Australia, the rest of the European world. Hey, thanks for listening, folks, and we will see you again tomorrow night here in the Trump Club Room.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to